Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Let's get started. So last night I was teaching a Smichas Chavar Shir, and we were doing a topic that I could not believe I had never done a 10-minute halacha topic on yet. So we're going to do it. We're going to do like a, this will be Ki'ilu, a 10-minute Chazara Shir from my Smichas Chavar Shir last night. And that is a very relevant topic that applies in everybody's house, every Shabbos. How is one supposed to distribute the Kiddush wine after Kiddush? Meaning, if everyone wants to drink from the Kiddush wine, what is the most appropriate or inappropriate way to distribute the Kiddush wine? So one thing that we should keep in mind is that the way that Kiddush is fulfilled most of the time is through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona, that one person recites Kiddush, everyone else listens, and they're Yotzei by listening to the Kiddush that is being recited. This is different than the concept of Shlichus. Shlichus, you don't even have to be there when the person is doing the mitzvah for you, but Kiddush is not fulfilled through Shlichus, but rather through Shomea Ka'ona. Nafkamina might be that when you have something that's related to Shlichus, we have a principle, the Gemara talks about in the second part of Maseches Kiddushin, mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucha, that it's better to do it yourself than to have someone else do it for you. Whereas, when it comes to reciting Kiddush, it's probably better to be Yotzei with somebody than to just have everybody say their own Kiddush. In fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Yud Gimel Siv Katan Yud Zayin, that Barovam Hajos Melech, we'd rather have more people involved in saying Kiddush together, and that therefore creates a situation, even though some poskim disagree, and they do say mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucha even by Kiddush, but the Mishnah Berurah thinks Barovam Hajos Melech, and therefore it creates a situation where one person is reciting Kiddush over a cup of wine. So how do you distribute the wine? What is the best thing to do? What is the worst thing to do? What are your options? So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalid writes that the mitzvah min amuvchar is that everyone from the table should taste from the Kiddush wine. Not ma'akev, but it's the best thing to do. Everyone is certainly yotzei if they just listen to Kiddush and do not drink at all from the wine, but it is certainly the mitzvah min amuvchar for everyone to drink from the Kiddush wine. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if those around the table want to fulfill this mitzvah min amuvchar, they don't need to drink all that much. They could just take a little te'ima. They don't have to fill up melo lugmav, just a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Yud Zayin then tells us that the Mekadesh doesn't have to pour from his wine into the cups of everybody around the table if everybody around the table already has wine. Meaning, what you can certainly do, says the Mechaber, is have everyone pour their own cup of wine before Kiddush, have everyone listen to Kiddush with their own cup of wine in front of them, and then their cup of wine that they have in front of them becomes the kol shel bracha. So they only have to drink out of their own cup. They don't have to drink from the wine of the person who actually recited the words of Kiddush. Mishmur and Sivkan Pei Beis points out that he should pour into their cups before he drinks from his cup, meaning if, let's say, people already have a cup in front of them, but it's a kos pagum. They had already drank from it beforehand. So now you need to pour a little more wine into it or a little more water into it in order to be misaking the pagima. But if you're going to do that, you have to pour wine from a cup that you did not drink out of. So certainly for a guy to drink out of his kos shel kiddush and then start pouring it to everybody else, that's no good, because then everybody else is having a kos pagum. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Tes Zayin tells us that if the people around the table fill their personal cups with non-pagum wine, that's for sure no problem. They can drink, and not only can they can drink before the guy who says Kiddush drinks. Normally, when one person is distributing the wine, it's not nice to drink before the person who said the Kiddush drinks himself, before he takes a sip. That's when he's distributing wine from his own cup. But if everybody has their own cup, there's no issue of derech eretz. You're Yotzei Kiddush the same way the guy who said Kiddush is Yotzei Kiddush, and therefore you can drink from your wine even before he drinks from his wine. Let's say he's an older person and it takes him a while to sit down and to bend over and to drink from the wine. You don't have to wait for him if you had your own wine in front of you while he said Kiddush, or if Stam, he's just wasting time. He's pouring into all the little cups or something like that, and you already have wine in front of you. You do not need to wait from the Shulchan Aruch. And Siv Tes Zayin in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph goes on to say that if the cups of the people around the table are empty or they are pagum, and you fill up their glasses after Kiddush, then they're not allowed to drink before you drink. But that's just a din in derech eretz, that if you're providing them with wine, it's not nice for them to drink from the wine that you provided them with before you even had an opportunity to drink from your wine. So what emerges from this is that what you should definitely not do is make Kiddush, taste from the wine in the Kiddush cup, and then fill up all the small cups for everybody else to drink from. Because then what you are doing is you are distributing a kos pagum to everybody. And that's not ideal. People don't have to drink. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar to drink. They're not obligated to drink. But if they want to drink and they want to fulfill that mitzvah min amuvchar, then certainly the best thing to do is for them to fulfill that mitzvah min amuvchar with a non-kos pagum, with something that is not pagum, with something that is pure wine. And therefore, for you, the one thing that we know you definitely should not do is to drink out of the kos and then pour from your kos after you've drunk from it for everybody else. The Sharatzim quotes from the Rasha that if everyone around the table is drinking directly from the Kiddush cup, that's okay. Meaning what you can do is you can drink from the cup and then just pass it around the table. Because at the time that Kiddush was recited, that kos was not a kos pagum, and everybody's drinking out of that same cup. So granted, by the time that they get it, it has already become a kos pagum, but at the time Kiddush was recited, it was not a kos pagum, and therefore people are allowed to drink straight from that cup. In Se'if Yud Aleph and Reish Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what are you supposed to do when someone has just a little bit more than a revius of wine, and it's only Friday night, and he doesn't have more wine for tomorrow. So how do you handle to make sure that he's going to have a revius for Shabbos day? So Shulchan Aruch says, say Kiddush on Friday night, pour some of the wine into a second cup, drink from that second cup, leaving a revius of yayin in your first cup. And then you'll use that first cup again the next day. It is not a kos pagum because you never drank from it, and it has a revius of wine. You can't drink directly from the cup that you said Kiddush on, because if you do, then you're turning all the wine into a kos pagum. You're not going to be able to use it the next day. However, and this is critical, Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham that best thing to do is to pour some wine into the second cup, leave a revius in the Kiddush cup, and drink directly from the Kiddush cup. And the reason is that that he suggests drinking from cup number one and not cup number two is that it's always better to drink directly from the cup on which you recited Kiddush. So if you need to save some wine for tomorrow, first spill out the wine for tomorrow and then drink from the Kiddush cup that you that you have. That will be pogim the rest of the wine in the cup, but then you could fix that pogima by taking whatever wine is in that second cup and pouring it right back into the first cup, because whenever you pour more wine into the cup, it fixes the problem of kos pogim. So we see a number of important rules that emerge from this. Rule number one is you need at least a revius of wine to say Kiddush on. Rule number two, drinking from the Kiddush cup that's pagum, it makes the wine pagum, and you can't say Kiddush on such a cup anymore. But it's easy to fix a pagima just by adding a little bit more wine, or water for that matter, into the cup. Rule number three, Magen Avraham says, there is this inyan, this idea, that it's best to drink from the Kiddush cup itself, not from another cup, if you're the person who said Kiddush. And rule number four that emerges is that when drinking from the Kiddush cup, it's best to drink from a cup that has a revius in it still. To leave a revius in the cup so that you're drinking from a cup that has at least a revius of wine. So now when we apply all of this, what will emerge is that there are two ways not to distribute the wine and four ways, yes, to distribute the wine. So let's go through the things not to do and the things yes to do. So the things that you cannot do is, number one, not to drink from the Kiddush cup and then pour it to everybody else and have everybody else drink from your kos pagum. That would be not okay. Also, not a great idea to first pour out into the other cups, leaving yourself in your original Kiddush cup with less than a revius, and only then to drink from your Kiddush cup, because ideally you're supposed to drink from a cup that has a revius in it. So those are two things not to do. What are the options of what yes to do? So one possibility is that everyone should just fill their glasses before you say Kiddush. That's easy. If everyone has a glass full of wine before you say Kiddush, then they could be Yotzei, and they'll drink from their own wine. A second option is you could have everyone drink directly from the Kiddush cup, just pass the Kiddush cup around the table. That works okay if it's just you and your family. But with guests, that's not so nice to pass around the Kiddush cup and have everyone sharing the same cup. Certainly in the age of COVID, probably you're not having too many guests, but if you did, you wouldn't be sharing the Kiddush cup. I was at a bris and everyone was wearing masks and everything, and one fellow ran over to the Koshel Bracha after someone drank from it, after the guy who said the brachas drank from it, quickly lowered his mask and drank out of the Koshel Bracha for a skula. The mask doesn't do so much good. It happened to be that person I know was just, he didn't realize at the time, no one realized at the time, but he was in a place where COVID was, in one of the camps where COVID was a real issue. So I don't know how many people followed him and continued to drink from the Koshel Bracha, but anyway, so it's not so nice to do, but as far as distributing the wine, that would be perfectly fine. A third option is, if you say Kiddush, fill up everyone's cups, and just make sure that you keep a revius in your cup, and then drink from your cup. A fourth option is, after you say Kiddush, and you drink directly from your cup, add more wine to your cup to fix the pegima, and then pour into everybody else's cup. Because by adding more wine, you could fix the Kos Pagum problem, and then you can pour into everybody else's cup. So what's the best? Of those four options, what's the best thing to do? This seems to be a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shulchan Shlomo, and Rav Avadia Yosef for that matter, both say that ideally, just pass the cup around. Pass the Kos Shel Kiddush that you said the Kiddush on around, and everyone will take a sip from that cup. Rav Shlomo Zalman Abakias, he says he has a raya from a Sifsei Chachamim on Chumash Bereshis, that Sifsei Chachamim says that Avram Avinu sent the Kos Shel Bracha into Sarah for Sarah to drink from after the meal that Avram had enjoyed with the three malachim. So you see that the Ikar Mitzvah of Kos Shel Bracha is really to drink directly from the Kos Shel Bracha. Obviously, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that if you have people that are not your family members around, they may not appreciate that. So then the best thing to do is to say Kiddush and immediately pour out the wine into the other cups, leaving just a revius in your cup, a revius or more in your cup, and then drinking from your cup, or to pour some of the Kiddush into a pitcher of wine, some of the Kiddush wine into a pitcher of wine, so that you still have a revius of wine in your cup and distribute from that pitcher that has a mixture of the new wine and the Kiddush wine. That is the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Siman Kuf Tzadi, where we discuss the Inyanim of Kol Shel Bracha, even though it's not Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Siman Kuf Tzadi writes that the very best option is to fill up the cups of everyone around the table before Kiddush, and then to recite the Kiddush. Because that way, everyone's kos becomes a Kos Shel Bracha. Because after all, if they're holding the kos, and they have a full kos in front of them, and they're listening to you recite Kiddush, it's Shomea Ke'one. It's like they're reciting Kiddush over their own kos. And therefore, you're fulfilling Barava Madras Melech, because it's only one person saying the words out loud. But everybody's kos becomes a Kos Shel Bracha. So if you have enough kosos and enough wine to accommodate this, Shulchan Aruch HaRav thinks that that's the best thing to do. But bottom line is, all of these options are viable options, just you have to be cognizant of what the issues are. And the issues are, again, primarily that you shouldn't give people to drink from a kos pagum. Ideally, you should drink from the kos that Kiddush was recited on. And ideally, you should drink from the kos when there is still a revius of yayin in the kos at the time that you are drinking from it. And as long as you fulfill all of those things, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah min hamuvchar. Different people have different menagim. Everyone should follow their menagim, provided that they follow those basic criteria. Okay, everyone have a great day.